Okay, so we're going to start. Today is Daf Yud Zayin. Today is quite difficult, so we're going to start. I believe we are three lines on the top on Yud Zayin by Gufa. So Gemara is going back to Gufa, going back to discuss the Psukim in Chagai. Right. So we mentioned yesterday that the Rav had said that Mashkim, that liquids, don't get tumah at all in the Torah. Don't give off. Don't contract. Don't convey. And we brought a source from the psukim in Chagai, where Chagai apparently is testing the Kohanim upon them returning to the second base of Mikdash. So Gufa, we say over there, Rav Amar Ishtabish Kohani. Rav said the Kohanim failed the test, that they got an answer wrong. Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtabish Kohani, and Shmuel said they did not get it wrong. And the question was. The pasuk was in Chagai, as the way the Gemara interprets it, not necessarily the pasuk shot, was that Hein Yisoy Ish Besar Kodesh Beknaf Begdo. So a person has Besar Kodesh, which pasuk shot means would be tamer meat, but we translated as Besar Kodesh meaning tamer meat Beknaf Begdo Benoga Beknafo, and then they touched the knaf, which touched the lechem, which touched the nazir, which touched the wine, which touched the shemen. Would they all become tamer? So they said that they would not be tame. That doesn't become tame. So Rav says that they were wrong, and Shmuel says they were correct. So Gemara says, right? Gufa. Rav Amar Ishtabish Kohani, and Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtabish Kohani. Rav says the Kohanim were wrong because Revi Bakodesh Boy Minayu. The question was about a Revi Bakodesh. We all know that when it comes to Chulin, the lowest level of Tuma is Sheni. By Truma Shlishi, and by Kachim, but something that's Kodesh can go down to Revi. So if Rav is asking them about a Revi, and they say it's not Tameh, then they're wrong. Right? So Amar Le Tohar. But Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtabish Kahani, Shmuel says they were not wrong, because Chamishi Kodesh by Minayiv Amar Le Tohar. Because what the question was, going down to a fifth level by Kachim. And going down to the fifth level by Kachim would not be Tameh, it would be Tohar, and then they would be correct. So Gemara says, okay, let's look at the Pasuk. So Bishmal Rav, Hanadiksiv, by Rav, it makes sense. That's why it says four things. It says the Lechem, right, became Tamei, then to the Nazid, you know, then to the soup, the Yayin, the Shemen. That's four. That's four things. The Shemen is the fourth thing on the list. That's a Revi Bakodesh. That should be Tamei. And if they say that it's Tahor, then they're wrong. Ella, Lishmuel, Chamisha Minole. Where does it say five? So Shmuel says the pasuk. He's just going to add another level into the pasuk. Shmiksev v'noga knafo. It's b'noga b'knafo ksev. B'mar shenoga b'knafo. So he says that what ends up happening is not that if the first step was the sheretz, then to the lechem touching the sheretz. What rather is that the sheretz touched the cloak, then the cloak touched the lechem, then the nazid, then the yain and the shemen. So you got cloak, lechem, nazid, yain, shemen. It's five. So if he comes on to the fifth level, he adds that, and therefore it becomes a chamishi, and therefore it would be when they say tahor, they would be correct. This is a fair. Yeah. He was giving them a test. He was giving them a test. Okay, coming back from this to the second base of Mikdash, he's giving them a test. So Toshima. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rav, because that's only part one of the test. The next pasuk gives another test, another question. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Chagai." Chagai says to the Kohanim, "Im yigot tamei nefesh b'chol eile." If a tamei nefesh, someone's tamei mace, touches these, mashmi here that the question is if a tamei mace. Touches directly one of these. But the Gemara at this point right now, it's going to reinterpret later, the Gemara at this point right now is also thinks it's about the succession. That the initial tuma was a tummy mace as opposed to a sheretz. So it says, im yigot tummy nefesh kol eila hayitama vayonu ha-kohanim vayomer yitama. The Kohanim said that it was tummy. So according to Rav, Shmuel, midahachelo ishtavish hasonaymelo ishtavish. Shmuel says, they knew their stuff. Since they didn't make a mistake on the first one, they made a mistake on the second one. They said in the first case, they said Tahor, because it went down to Chamishi. In the second case, they say it's Tameh, because it's only going down to Revi, because it's going to be a Tameh Mace, which is an Avatoma, right, which is going to touch the Lechem Rishon, Nazid Sheni, Yayin Shlishi, Shemen Revi. So that's why they say it's Yitma. They got it right. The first case was a chamishi because he started with the sheret touching the cloak. He has a cloak in there, which is an extra one. So they both got it both right. El Rav, but according to Rav, Maishna Hakad Ishtabish and Maishna Hasan Lo Ishtabish. According to Rav, both cases are talking about a Revi Tumah. So why in the first case of Revi Tumah they get it wrong and they said it's Tahor, and the second case of Revi Tumah they got it right, they're saying that it's Tumah. I don't know, maybe someone said something in the middle and they figured it out. But he says, so why would they get one right, one wrong? The Rabbanon. That's me, the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, if your hands, something that goes up to a region. Right, that's the Din the Rabbanon. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvua, I thought you were going to ask a different question. The question here also has liquids touching liquids and ochel touching ochel, which we say is not necessarily, is a machlokas, whether food items can be matame other food items. So Rabbeinu Tam has a different gear, so how to interpret that. But okay. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvua, he says, what the difference is b'kiyin heim b'tumas meis, eim b'kiyin heim b'tumas sheretz. Different tumah. They were bucky by tumas meis, and they, because I guess that's what they dealt with, but tumas sheretz, they didn't know the answers. They didn't know. So that's why when it came to the second question, when it came to tumas meis, that they got right. When it came to tumas sheretz, that they got wrong. Right? So he says, b'kiyin heim b'tumas meis, Rashi says, the yodim, they knew by if the origination of the tumah came from a meis, the yodim shehashlishi, but they thought that if the initial source was a sheretz, that the sheretz didn't have enough power to convey tumah onto the fourth level, and that's why they got it wrong. Ravina Amar, no, Ravina says it's different. Hasam revi v'hachashlishi. The cases were different. The first pasuk according to Rav would be a revi, and that's why they got it wrong. That's why they didn't know that. Kachim can go down to Ravi, but the second case is going to be a Shlishi. How's the second case a Shlishi? Rashi says, Ravina Amar, Lo hayu bikim b'Ravi b'kodesh klal. They had no idea about a Ravi b'kodesh. So how did they get it right in the second pasuk? V'gabe meis, Shlishi b'kodesh boi minayu. By the mace, it's a Shlishi b'kodesh. Because we said Tamin mace, we thought it was talking about someone who touched the mace, who becomes an Avatumma. Ravina is saying that the question was starting with the mace itself. Avi avosa tuma. So then if you go down, it's Avi avosa tuma. Touches a person is an avatuma. Touches a lechem, which is a rishon. Touches the... Wait, so it's avi avos, hatuma, touches the lechem, which is an av, which touches the nazid, which is a rishon, which touches the yayin, which is a sheni, which touches the shem, which is a shlishi. That they got right, because it was a shlishi. Continue back in Rashi. Right, the high tamen nefesh, the kra, lav tamen meis, ele meis mamish, klomar tumas nefesh, u meis avi avos hatuma, v'lechem av, v'nazid rishon, v'yayin sheni, v'shem mishlishi. So what the difference was, the first, according to Ravina, the first case is about talking about a Ravi, they got that wrong. The second case is talking about a Shlishi, they got that right. Okay, so Tashma. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Shmuel. Shmuel said that they've got both questions correct. Right? Shmuel said that the first question that they said was Tahor because it was talking about a Chamishi, and the second question they got right because that was talking about a Ravi, and I got them both right. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, because the next Pasuk says, Vayan Chagai, after they answered, Vayomer, Kein Ha'amazeh, so too is this nation, V'chein Ha'goyazeh, Lifnai Nu'um Hashem, the Pasuk says, V'chein Masi Yedei Mashiach Ekrivu Sham, Tamehu. He says, just like this, so too you guys are Tameh. Meaning, seems to indicate, Bishlam Alarav, Hanadik Siv Tameh, according to Rav, it's understandable why Chagai said that their Maisi Yedeihem are Tameh, because their Karbanos are Tameh, because according to Rav, they made mistakes. So if they made mistakes, they don't know what they're doing. So therefore, some of those things that they're going to bring are going to be Tameh. El Shmuel, am I Tameh? But according to Shmuel, why their Maisi Yedaim Tameh? Why would what they're doing create Tumah? They knew the answers. They got it right. So the Gemara says, no, Atumeh Kamatameh. Shmuel says, it's like a rhetorical statement. It's not saying that what your stuff is Tameh. It's basically, he's saying, Chagai's telling them, are all your Maisim and Karbanos Tameyim? No, how can they be Tameh? You guys are Bucky in Dini Tumah. So how can it be Tameh? It's a rhetorical question. The Gemara says it can't be. That can't be. Ha v'chein ko masa yedeim tziv. It says v'chein. V'chein is a language of comparison. Just like that's Tameh, this is Tameh. So how, your Maisi yedeim are Tameh. So how can, so, what do you mean your Maisi yedeim are Tameh? You got it right. So they go, Amar Mar Zutra, v'itim Rav Ashi, mitosha kilkulu as maseyem, ma'ale akasuk yilu v'ikrivu tumah. Because Rashi says it's in the future. So Rashi in the second wide line, second big line, He says, Shekilku Marsayim, La'achar Zman Hayim Misnabe. He's been giving the Nevuah what's going to take place. Sheyukulu Maisei B'Vayishen B'Shar Averus. That you're going to do bad things with other Averus in the base of Migdash. Basically, Chagai is telling them, I don't understand you guys. You know all the answers to the Tum of the Tara questions. You're gonna do other Averus. How can you do other Averus? You know all this stuff. And yet you're still gonna do other things. So that might be that's how he interprets the pasuk. Okay, so we've answered now the psukim and Chagai, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel. So now the Gemara is gonna go back to Rav when he explained the Eidos of Yossi ben Yoezer, right? And now we're going to bring down another sheet of Levi who argues. So Gufa, let's go back to what Rav said. Rav, right, Yossi ben Yoezer made the testimony. Again, who is he testifying for? Mati and I decide he's testifying against the Tzdukim. That's who he's testifying against. So Gufa, what's going on? So Yossi ben Yoezer said that liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are Tahor. So Rav Tani, Rav said when he says when Yosef Yezra was talking about liquids in the base of Mikdash, he was talking about mashke base mid bechaya dakin. He was talking about the mashkin in the bait mid bechaya, which is the liquids in the slaughterhouse, right? Those are tahor because he's going to hold them. Tumas mashkin was only the rabbanon, and they didn't make a takana for the blood and the water and all that stuff that's in the slaughterhouse. Mid bechaya is like a mitbach is like a kitchen. So it's the preparatory area of where they made the food. But Levi, here comes Levi, he says, no, Levi Tana, Mashke be mid b'chaya. He says, mid b'chaya, in Aramaic, the Dalet and the Zion switch. So it's Mashke be mid b'chaya, the Mashke of the Mizbeach. So he's going to say that even the liquids that go on the Mizbeach, like Yayin and Shemen, those are also not Mekabel Tumah. So Levi seems to hold that there is no concept of Tumah b'chlau at all on any liquids in the base of Mikdash. So first level machlokus is going to be which liquids are exempt from tumah in the base of Mikdash. According to Rav, it's only mashke based mitbechaya, which is the blood and the water in the shlachtas. Right? According to Levi, it's even not only those, but even the liquids that go on the mizbeach, like the shemen and the yayin, also have no tumah. Now the question is also, there's another machlokus, when we say there's no tumah, what does that mean? Does that mean they just can't convey tumah, which does also mean they can't even contract tumah. That's another level machlokas. So little Levi, right? So Levi, who says that the mashke beis hamizbeach are tahor, that Levi, who's interpreting Yossi ben Yoezer to tell us that all mashkim in the beis hamikdash are tahor, so hanicha isfiru le l'shmuel. It works if he holds like Shmuel. Holds like Shmuel what? That the kohanim, right, the answer of the Kohanim to Chagai is like Shmuel, the Amar Dachan, who said that, So Hanichi Shvili Shmuel, the Amar Dachan, the Tamei Tumas Achem, of Tumas Atzman Yeshulhem. It works if he holds like Shmuel, who says that when Yossi B'Yoezer says that the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are Tahor, it means that they're Tahor, they cannot convey Tumah, but they can contract Tumah. So therefore, Mishkachas le denogi kuli berishon. So then I can explain, he can explain the case in Chagai, not the way we explained it as a succession, he can explain the case of Chagai as being where each of the items that listed in by Chagai touched the rishon. They all became sheni. So the lechem, right, where the case over there was, it was the lechem touched a rishon. Then the lechem touched the rishon, and then the Nezid touched the Rishon, and the Yayin touched the Rishon, and all those things touched the Rishon, so these things become Sheni, because we're talking about liquids there, so the liquids can contract to a muscle, they touch the Rishon, and the Pasuk works. However, Eli Savra Lo Kerav, if Levi holds like Rav, meaning Rav who holds that when we say that liquids are Tahor in the Beis HaMikdash, it means completely Tahor, they can't even contract to a muscle, so then Levi says we're talking about all liquids, including liquids that go on the Mizbeach, they are completely tar. If he holds like Rav, that means they're completely tar. So how do you have a case by Chagai that these liquids became tar? Right? So, ki savale kerav, the amar dochein mamish, heichi mishkachas. How can you have the case with Chagai, which talked about Yayin and Shemen, that they'll be tamei? Al karkla kishmul shirli. So he must hold, Levi must hold. So Levi, who holds that when we say that the liquids in the Beis Hamikdash are tahor, it includes all liquids, even liquids that go into the Mizbeach, but that's only limited that they're tahor in the sense that they can't convey Tumah, but they can contract Tumah. Okay. Now, the Gemara goes and says, Ula Shmuel. So Shmuel, who said before that the Kohanim were correct, that because they said that the Shemen, which Shmuel said that in the first question, he said that that last level was a Chamishi. So when the Kohanim said that it's tahor, they were correct. So therefore, he holds that if it was a Revi, if the Shemen was a Revi, it would be Tamei. Well, the Shemen's a liquid. So how's it getting Tumah? So it must be Hanicha Yisabra Lei Kirav. He must hold like Rav in that instance, which means that when we say liquids are not in the parsha of Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, it only means that they can't convey Tumah, but they can't contract Tumah. That's why in this case, the Shemen would be Tamei had it been a Revi. Right? Hanichi Savale Karav the Tani Mashke Beis Mitbuchaya of a Mashke Mit. Oh, sorry, wrong other machlokas. His Hanicha Isavala Karav, he holds like Rav the Tani Mashke Beis Mitbuchaya of a Mashke Beis Mitbuchaya. Achrini Nami Mitamu Revi Hudlo Avid. Oh, sorry, let me read this again. Ula Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Hanicha, right, Shmuel again, who said that the Kohanim were correct because the Chamishi is Tahor, but had it been a Revi, it would be Tamei. So Isavra Laki Rav, if he holds like Rav, to Tani, who says in the words of Yossi ben Yoezer, that Mashke Beis Mitbechaya, that the only thing that is Tahor is Mashke Beis Mitbechaya, which is the blood and the water of a Mashke Beis Mitbechaya, but the Mashkim of the Mizbeach, which is the oil and the wine, which is what we're talking about in this case, so then they can contract Tumah, then Revi Hu Dilo Avid, right, these things, Revi, because it's a Revi, you can't make the Shemen into a Chamishi, right. The wine is step four, so the wine of the Pasuk is a Revi, that's the reason why you can't make the Shemen a Chamishi. But Ha Shlishi, but if the wine was a Shlishi, of the Revi, it would be able to make the Shemen into a, it would be able to make the Shemen into a Revi, because he's holding that when we say that Mashkim and the Beis Hamikdash are in Tamei, that's only talking about Mashkim based Mitbechaya. But Mashkim based Mitbechaya, which is the ones that go on the Mizbeach, would be, and that's why this would be Tamei. Ella, Isavar Kalevi, if he held like Levi, who held Mashkim based Mitbechaya, that Mashkim based Mitbechaya don't become Tamei, meaning wine and oil do not become Tamei, so my Irevi, Lo Avid Chamishi, why is the question, why would they only be right that they're telling me that it can't become a, that if it's a Chamishi, it's Tahor. Even if it's a Revi, even if it's a Sheni, even if it's a Shlishi, it would still be Tahor, because it can't contract Tumah, the way the Levi interpret it. Right? I feel a Sheni, a Shlishi, Nami Lo Avid, a Korka Karav Sri. So therefore he must hold like Rav, and which means that Shmuel holds like Rav in the Machlokas and how to interpret Yossi ben Yoezer. Shmuel holds that Yossi ben Yoezer was only talking about Mashmi Beit Mitbechaya. But Mashmi Beit Mitbechaya do contract Tumah. That's why in the case of Chagai, they are contracting Tumah. Okay. Next. Tanaka Vasi de Rav, the Tanaka Vasi de Levi. So we have a Brisa that supports Rav, and a Brisa that's going to support Levi. Again, Machlokas, Rav and Levi is, when we say that the Mash, when we say that, how do you, when Yossi ben Yoezer says that the Mashkim are not Tamei in the Beis Hamikdash, does that only mean, like as Rav says, that only means they can't convey Tumah, but they can contract Tumah? Or as Levi says, they can't even contract Tumah at all. So, Tanya Kavasi the Rav, the Tanya Kavasi the Levi. Okay, so Tanya Kavasi the Levi, the first price that supports Levi. Dam, which is the blood that is thrown on the Mizbeach. The Hayayin, and the wine that is poured on the Mizbeach, the Sachim. The Hashemen, that's the oil of the Mincha that's poured on the Mizbeach. The Hamayim, and water that is used for Nisuch Hamayim on Sukkos. These are all Mashke Bei Mitbechaya. These are all liquids of the Mizbeach. Again, the Dal and the Zayin, liquids of the Mizbeach. Shenitmu Bifnim, if they became Tamei on the inside, somehow, okay, they were touched by something that was Tamei when they were inside the Beis HaMikdash. Uhotzion Lechutz, and you brought them outside. Tahorim, they are Tahor. They cannot give Tumah off to anybody else, because at the time that they apparently contracted Tumah, they were in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they can't convey this Tumah onto anybody else. Nitmu b'chutz, but if these items became Tamei on the outside, and then you brought them inside. Let's say you had wine that's supposed to go to his Mizbeach, and before it got into the Beis HaMikdash, it became Tameh. And then you brought them inside, then Tameh him. They can actually then convey Tumah onto somebody else, because they had the Torah of Tumah was on them before they even came into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash doesn't remove what was once Tameh, it doesn't, just doesn't allow something to become Tameh, at least when it comes to liquids. So you see in the Braisa that we're talking about Mashkim Beis Midbechaya, like, which is Levi. Again, this is going to be Levi in accordance with the idea that Mashkim Beis Midbechaya can, when it says they don't become Tameh, means they cannot transmit Tumah, but they can accept Tumah. But we're talking here, again, he says over here, that even Mashke Beis Midbechaya cannot convey Tumah. That's a support to Levi, who said that Yossi ben Yoezer was talking even about the liquids that go on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara just interjects, Aini, is it really true that they still became Tahor, even after they come out of the Beis HaMikdash? Va'amar Rabbi Shuben Levi, didn't Rabbi Shuben Levi say, Mashke Beis Midbechaya, the liquids of the Mizbeach, Lo Amru Dachim, we don't say that they Tahor, Elabim Koman, only when they're in their place, which is in the Azara. So my love, what does that mean? Doesn't that come to exclude the case that the Bryce just brought down, where they became tummy on the inside and they were brought outside? And therefore, when, as moment, according to this, when they come outside, they should then be able to convey tumma forward. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Shuben Levi is limiting the case to the other case in the Bryce. It's the ma'ute nitmu b'chutz, if they became tummy on the outside, and then hichnasim b'fnim. But once they became tummy on the inside, then that they have the status of Mashke be midbechaya. They, according to Levi, they are not able to project tumah further. Okay. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'habikom mekomen ka'amar. It says in their place, right? Raisa says, Shrav Shub and Levi said, Mashke be midbechaya lo amru el bim koman, which seems to indicate only when they're static in their area, which is near in the base of Midrash, can they not convey the tumah. So Gemara says, hachikamar lo amru dakin el kishenit mu bim koman. What it means is that they cannot convey Tumah forward, is if they became Tumah in their place. Once, if they became Tumah in their place, in the base of Midrash, then even if they're taken outside, they do not convey Tumah forward. But they do contract Tumah, and this is going according to, Levi, who says that Yossi ben Yoezer, who says that there's no Tumah of liquids in the base of Midrash, is talking about even Mashkim on the Mizbeach. And what it means, there's no tumah, means it can't convey tumah, but it can accept tumah. Okay. Now, Tanakh Vasei de Rav. We have a Braisa that supports Rav. Again, Rav was the one who said that Yossi ben Yoezer is discussing only Beis Tumah Beit Mitbechaya, meaning that the liquids that go on the Mizbeach can contract tumah. The ones that he says cannot contract tumah are the liquids in the slaughterhouse, which is the blood and the water and anything that's used in the slaughterhouse. They cannot contract. They don't have tumah. Again, the Mahalka says, what does it mean they don't have tumah? Does it mean that they can't even contract it? Or it means they can contract it, but they can't convey it? So, Tani Gavasi Derav. Hadam, the blood of the karbonas. The hamayim, and the water that you use to clean off, to spray. Mashkebes mitbechaya. Those are the liquids of the slaughterhouse. Shenitmu, if they became tumah. Bain bekalim, whether they were in a kli, bain bekarka, or whether they were on the ground, they are tahor. They're tahor. Meaning, because he says that mashke beis mitbechaya, if they become tameh, they can't become tameh in the beis mitbechaya. Again, what does this mean? That they cannot convey, cannot contract? Okay, they become tameh. They cannot become tameh. But then the Gemara brings another shita of Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says betoch bekalim. If, let's say, the water, let's just use the water case, the water of the slaughterhouse is in a kli, then tameyim. They can become tamei. Bikarka tahorim. If they're on the ground, they can't become tahor. What is Rosh Shimon talking about? What's the distinction between kalim? What's the distinction between karka? So it's later on the Gemara, but Rashi explains it over here. So hold on. Hold your hats. So Rashi says as follows. Okay? He says, bikarka tahorim. He says, lekama mitargim leyamayim. We're talking about water. He's going to say that only water in the slaughterhouse, if it's on the ground and it has a revius, it's going to be tahor. But the blood will always be tameh, and the water and anything in the kli will be tameh. Right? The ikat toras mikvah alav l'machta mitzinoras. He adds in this new thing that we haven't discussed at all. He says if the water is on the ground and the size of the revius, it has the status of a mikvah. And a mikvah can't, because you can be tovel needles and little things. So the status of a mikvah, and if they're over the mikvah level, machmir tzinoris. The midoraisa lo makabel tumah, because the midoraisa, this water of the mikvah cannot become makabel tumah, so the midor only midorabanan, and they don't make the midorabanans in the base of mikdash. Kedeksiv, the pasuk says, mikvah mayim yatar, urevi is having mikvah midoraisa. We always think of mikvah as 40 saw. Really, midoraisa, a mikvah of a revius water is sufficient. The chiksiv, arvoyim saw, because this whole idea of 40 saw is ba adam hu deksiv, right? It's only by a person. The nafkalam eighth called besoro, mayim shall call gufala bahen. 40 saw is only a chiyah for a person. About a kalim katanim, but for small kalim, ain't sarich elikadesh yit kasu b'mayim. You just need enough to cover the item. Ubatsim revius, gemar gemiru lay the lo chashel mikvah. Less than a revius is not going to be mikvah. The kaven de ma'ama medaris lo mitamu. Right, so he says the whole idea here has nothing to do with liquid. He must not hold like Yosef ben Yoezer. He says that liquids can become tame in the base of Migdash. So now you have the water in the slaughterhouse. What's the story with the water? So if the water is in the kli, so it's a liquid in the kli. It can commit, there's tumah. If the water is on the ground less than a revius, it can still become tame. If it's a water on the ground more than a revius, well then it has the status of a mikvah. Status of a mikvah is midoraisa, mikvah cannot become tame. So midorabanan, maybe you can, but there's no dorabanan in the base of mikdash, and therefore will not become tame. But he's completely out of the parsha of Yosef ben Yoezer, because he's allowing liquids to become tame in the base of mikdash. He's only excluding water in a certain amount, because that gets the din of a mikvah.
Okay. He's not excluding dam.
Right, we'll see later on. He's going to say that dam, liquids can become tame.
Right.
He's only saying the water doesn't become tame if it's a mikvah. We'll get this later. But Rashi explains it here, and then we'll see it later also. So now, up to now, the Gemara was saying that the reason why the mashkim in the base mitchaya is that they're tahor, is because we're holding that tumas mashkim is only midrabanan, and in the base of mikdash they didn't move the tumah onto liquids in the base mitchaya. Okay, so Amar Papa, he says no, you can even say that tumas mashkim is midoraisa. If tumas mashkim is midoraisa, how can you just all of a sudden willingly say there's no tumas mashkim in the base of mikdash? If you say it's the Rabbanon, you can say that the Rabbanon made the Takana here, but in the base of Middash, there's no Takana's the Rabbanon. If it's the Oraisa, then you can't get rid of it. So he says, Amar Papa, Filo Madam, or Tumas Maskim, the Oraisa, Maskim base mit b'chaya. The reason why the Maskim and the base mit b'chaya are Tahor is because the Hilchos are Gemir Lay. Because it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. Now Gemara is going to ask two questions to prove that Rabbanon's wrong, that's not a Halacha Moshe Misinai. I guess he had a faulty Mesorah. Because how you arguing Alacha Moshe Mesinai? He must have said it. This must be Alacha Moshe Mesinai. He said, no, it can't. It can't be. And number one. So again, so he's going to say that mashkim outside the base of Mikdash are metame, are become tame, even on the Oraisa level. So your question is, how then can you get rid of this tumah in the base of Mikdash? Alacha Moshe Mesinai. So I'm going to refer to Breda, Rav Nassim, Rav Papa. Can't be. Vela, Hada, Amar of Elazar. That's what Elazar said yesterday, who said, Ein tumah lemashkim kol ikar. That there's no tumah at all in the Beis HaMikdash for Mashkim. Not only do they not convey tumah, they can't even contract the tumah. So he brought his proof. Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreda Mashkim Beis Mebchai Dukin. He says that because Rabbi Yosef ben Yisreda had this testimony that they're clean. Then Hilchos Gemirulei, and if they're Halacha Gemirulei, Mi Garbina Minei. How can you learn from Yosef ben Yoezer? Basically, what it is now is Rabbi Lazar says that there's no tumah at all. Right, let's read Rashi. Rav Lazar said in the Brisa on Daf Tazayin that min haTorah there's no tumah for mashkin at all. How does he prove that? He says there's no tumah deraisa for mashkin at all. He proves that by saying that Yosef ben Yoezer allowed the tumah in the liquids in the base of Mikdash. Meaning the only reason why he allowed tumah in the base of Mikdash is because tumah's mashkim is derabanan, and in the base of Mikdash they don't allow them. But if you're telling me that the tumah's mashkim is mekabel tumah midoraisa, how can you learn anything out from Yosef ben Yoezer? Right? Talacha Moshe Misina. You can't learn it out from there. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi as well. What about Rav Shimon said? The Amar Mashkin, Tumas Mashkin Midoraisa. Right? He says that Tumas Mashkin is Midoraisa. The Tanya Kvera Praisa. Rav Yosef Shimon Omrim. Rav Yosef Shimon both said. Right? Our case right now that we just said yesterday, a few minutes ago, that we interpreted. Rav Shimon said that Tumas Mashkin is Midoraisa. The Tanya Rav Yosef Shimon Omrim. Likelim Tahorim. Leochlim Tmeyin. So he said, okay, he says, when you have a suffix by mashkim, right? If there's a suffix by mashkim, what does Rav Shimon say? if the suffix is in the kli, meaning a suffix is whether or not somebody, if the suffix comes from a kli, the suffix is whether or not the kli poured water, you have, you say you have water that poured out, tummy water that poured out amongst the kalim. So, and the suffix is whether or not the water touches the kalim or not. So we say the kalim are tahor, because mashkim are only metame midarabanan. When it comes to ochlim, if it poured out all over the around bread, and we're suffix whether it touched it, we say it's tameim. So you see, because you see here that mashkim can be metame, mashkim can be metame ochlim, it can't be metame kalim. So, and therefore, v'hachkach amar, and here Rav Shimon said, bekalim tameim, bekarka tahorim. Now it depends about where the liquid is from. If it's from keli, it's tahor. If it's from the karka, the keli, it's tamei. From the karka, it's tahor. V'hilchasam hi. And if the idea of tumas kelim is a tahor, is tamei midoraisa, is halacha moshe mesinai, why mali kelim, mali karka? There's halacha moshe mesinai, there's no logic, there's no chilukim. If he says that the liquid is tahor, is tamei, the liquid is tamei. Why is Rav Shimon now making distinctions between kelim and not kelim? It's halacha moshe mesinai. So it must be that it's not halacha moshe mesinai. And in certain instances, Rav Shimon says it's going to be tamei. In certain instances, he's going to say it's going to be tahor. It's going to be tamei in the case of regular liquids. It's going to be tahor in the case where kabbalah would be a mikvah. Okay. So kasha. So it's not halacha moshe mesinai. And that might have been the hardest gemara that we did so far. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. Now Rav Papa goes back to explain Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, right, that the mashke based mitbechaya in the ground are tahor. So we saw this already in Rashi. Amar Papa, Haida Kamar Karka Tahorim, Wokshanu Elamayim. When Rav Shimon says that the liquid in the ground of the base mitbechaya is tahor, it's only talking about mayim. Blood is going to be tameh. So that's only talking about mayim. About badam lo, but with blood found on the ground in the base mitbechaya is still going to be tameh. The mayim nami lo amaron, and the water we say is only the habi revius, if it's the size of revius, right? The chazi lehatbil be machtinum tsinoris, because then it's worthy to be put little needles and pins in there to be taught to the mikvah. But lo habi revius tameim, but if it's not revius, it's tamei. Meaning again, like we saw before, Shimon holds that the liquids can become tamei. Liquids can be midoraisa, because he holds that liquids can become midoraisa. He just makes a chilik between whether it's a liquid or it's a mikvah. So if it's a liquid, meaning it's dam, or it's water less than a revi, if it's dam or water in a kli, that's a liquid, tame. If it's dam or water less than revius on the ground, tame. If it's water more than revius on the ground, tahor, because that's going to be a mikvah. But interesting, Tosfos, the Re points out here, well, what type of water is in the base of Mikdash? Is it rainwater? It's not rainwater. It's probably collected water that they use, and they pour it all over the place to clean it up. They won't wait. They didn't wait for the rain necessarily to come to clean anything up. So it seems to be from here, according to this, you can use on a d'oraisa level, you can use collected water for a mikvah. We don't hold that. We say they can't use mayim shuvim, right? Tosfos points out. Tosfos ella mikan omeri sheish ledakdek the mikvah shekulu shov, that a mikvah that's completely drawn water ain't a pasul emi d'rabanan. It's only pasul emi d'rabanan. The mashkin based with the chaya shein dakin, because these liquids in the beit mitbchaya that Rav Shimon says is kasher is are tahor, even though it's tahor if it's more than revius, a korchachin sheuvim. It must be sheuvim. Why? I mean the iflik ben dam lemayim, because they're making a distinction between blood and water. Velo maflik ben sheuvim lechubarin, and they're not making a distinction between drawn water and rainwater. But amar dechazi lahatpi b'hu maflik mitzinoris, and it says it's worth it. You can use it for mikvah, for to put pins and needles in there to make them tahor. Seems to be, according to the Re, that on a d'oraisa level, even she'uvim would be kasher for the mikvah. We do not hold like that. Okay. I mean, we don't use she'uvim we do, but we have the bor, whatever. We collect the rainwater first. Okay, Amar Amar. Go back. Now we're going back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is going back to, again, Tumas Mashkim, whether liquids can be metame other things. So Amar Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, when we had a suffix, if the Mashkim, the tame liquids, touched something else, he says, Lekol tame. It says they're going to be completely tame. Everything's tame. Lemeim of the Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a suffix where the liquids touch, where the tame liquids touch something, we're going to say that something has become tame. Must mean, Lemeim of the Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, tumas mashkin l'tami tumas kelim deoraisa. Must mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds that liquids can be metami kelim deoraisa, and therefore if it's a suffix, something touched it, it becomes a suffix deoraisa, and suffix deoraisa, we go to l'chumra. Right? V'hatani, the Gemara asks, wait a second, so according to this, right, we're seeing right now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, liquids can be metami kelim on a deoraisa level. Now we're going to ask, v'hatanya, Shash changed it, v'hatanan to v'hatanya, kol ha-kelim sheyesh lehen o'chorayim v'soch. All kelim that have a backside and they have a backside and they have a receptacle on the inside. Kigon hakarim, I mean they can be used on both sides. And they also have an inside, right? So they're like a hakarim, which are like pillowcases, the kastos, some sheets, the sakin, these sort of bags, the hamartzofin, which are leather bags. So you can either flip them inside out and you can use them, right? Nit mutoko, if the inside became tameh, right? So if let's say the tumah touches on the inside. Then nit magabo, then the whole thing on the outside is going to be tamei. Nit magabo, if it only got touched on the outside, lo nit matocho, then the inside doesn't become tamei. I guess it became tamei with liquids. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, v'med varmurim, she nit mu machmach mashkin. They became tamei because of liquids. Okay. The only kli that there's a difference if you touch the inside is a kli cheres. All other kelim, where the tumah touches the inside and the outside, the whole kli becomes tamei. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is the Bryce is making a distinction, saying that if tumah touches the outside, then the inside doesn't become tameh. That has to be then talking about the case of derabana. And then comes Rabbi Yehuda and says it's because of liquids, because it's only because of liquids. Because aval nitnu machmas sheres nitmatocho nitmagabo nitmagabo nitmatocho. If it's any other liquid, any other tumah, then the whole thing will become tameh. So what's Rabbi Yehuda coming to say? Rabbi Yehuda's coming to say that if liquids touch this on the outside, it doesn't become tameh on the inside. That can only be if we're talking about tumah derabanan, and he says that that's liquids, which is liquids are tumah derabanan, meaning liquids are only metame kelim derabanan. But you just said, Rabbi Yehuda, 2 seconds ago, that liquids are metame kelim on a deraisa level. So what's going on? That's what the Gemara asks. V'isal kadaitach tumas mashk metame kelim deraisa. And if you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that liquids can be metame kelim on a deraisa level, mali nitma machmas mashki, mami nitma machmas sheretz. What can be the difference? What would be the difference if there was the tummy liquid or tummy sheretz that touched this item on the outside? The inside should become tummy. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chazar Bar Rabbi Yehuda. Not Rabbi Yehuda retracted. Originally, Rabbi Yehuda said that liquids are metame kelim on a deraisa level. And then he said, no, I was wrong. He retracted. Liquids are only metame kelim on a derabanan level. That's why if these liquids touch the outside of a kli, only the outside of the kli is tummy on a derabanan level. But the inside is not going to be. The reason why you don't want to make the inside tamei is because if you say that the inside is tamei, then people might get confused. And if truma goes inside there, they'll say, oh, the truma is tamei. And then they'll burn truma. But you can't burn truma unless it's tamei. And this truma would only be tamei at the rabbanan level. And then you would be, with your hand, be yadayim, being burning truma inappropriately. Okay, so that, again, so that's the question. Rabbi Yehuda at stage one says that liquids are metame kelim d'oraisa. Stage two, he says liquids are metame kelim d'rabanan. He must retract and holds like stage two. Ravina amar lo omar lo hadar. He says, no, it's not, we don't retract. Vaha, what's the case of the second brisa, which says if liquids touch the kelim, then the kelim are only tummy on the outside, not on the inside? That's mimashkim habayim machmas yadayin. Vaha v'mashkim habayim machmas sheretz. It depends. What these liquids became tummy by touching what? So he says the brisa, so it says that it makes a difference between inside and outside. It's talking about liquids that became tummy because of my hands. Right? When we say, when we made a takana that if your yadayim touch hands, if your non-washed yadayim touch hands, mid derabanan, the liquids become a rishon. So that's the case. That brisa is talking about a case of liquids. They touch liquid. The liquid becomes a rishon. So if your hands touch the liquids become a rishon. So that second brisa, which says that only became tummy on the outside, not on the inside, is talking about liquids that became tummy by touching hands. So they're only a rishon midirabanan. So midirabanan, only the outside is going to become tummy, and the inside is going to remain taller. But the first case, Rabbi Yehuda says that liquids are metame on a deraisa level, that's talking about liquids that came in contact with an av, with sheretz. So that's liquids that are tamei at the deraisa level. That can be metame to kelim all the way across. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So now we're making a distinction between liquids, whether they became tamei miyadayim, or liquids that became tamei from a sheretz. So Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case,
that he makes a distinction between different types of liquids. But why did Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa say b'med dvan amurim shenitnu machmas mashkim? But if it's nitnu machmas sherets, he's making a difference between liquids and sherets. He should have made a distinction between liquids themselves. Within liquids is a distinction. If it was tamei from liquids from the yadayim, it's not matami on the inside, if it touched the outside. And if it's matami from liquids from a sheret, that became tamei from a sheret, it's matami both inside and the outside. Why are you making a distinction between, between mashkim and sherets? Make a distinction within mashkim itself. That's what the Gemara says. I hachi adetani b'med dvar memurim shenitbu machbos mashkim, lift will be the list of the day. Say, b'med dvar memurim b'mashkim b'ayim machbos yadayim. Ava b'mashkim b'ayim machbos sheretz, nit matocho, nit magabo, nit magabo, nit matocho. That's where you should make the distinction. Make the distinction within liquids itself. So, ela, machvarta, kidadashina minikara. It makes sense like the first answer, which was Shechazar or Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda retracted. Originally, he said that liquids are metamakalim midaraisa. Then he says, no, liquids are not metamakalim midaraisa, only midarabanan. So now we're just going to ask the question that we'll pick up with tomorrow. So, ibailahu. So now, the question they asked, when Rabbi Yehuda was chozer, was it mekalim Yehuda hadrabei? Aval okum to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Tzvirlei, or Dimel Gamri Hadarbei Kidrab Meir. When Rabbi Yehuda was chozer and says that liquids can now convey tumah midoraisa, was he chozer and now says that, well, liquid can be mekame tumah to kelim midoraisa, but they still cannot be convey tumah to okum, and then he would be holding like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, or did he completely retract and now say that liquids can be mekame across the board? And liquids can even be metama ochlim, which would then be according to the shita of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Nachum has the pleasure of answering that question for you tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.